Well, good morning. It's a pleasure for me to introduce Case Keenum and his wife, Kimberly, and welcome them to Denver. We're real excited about the fact that the Case is here. He is, as we talked about after the season, that we needed to upgrade at that position, and we got our guy. We got the guy that was our target. You know, having gone through the whole process in the offseason and where we are till today, everything that we looked at, it all came out to Case. And I think that after talking to our whole coaching staff and the personnel department, we were all in agreement that, Case was going to be the target. He was the best fit for us. With his leadership quality, I think Case's history and what he's done, he's come through a lot undrafted. But has really battled his way through everything. And so everything that we thought that Case had, not only what he can do on the field, but what he can do off the field, as well as leadership qualities, the grit that he has, the way that he plays the game, the way that he competes, he was the perfect fit for us. And so we're extremely excited to welcome Case to Denver and really have high expectations of what we can do and what he's going to add to us, especially on the offensive side. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce you to the new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Case Keenum.
That's incredible. Introduced by John Elway, man. That's a dream come true. Real quick. I'd like to thank the Minnesota Vikings. Without the opportunity that I had this past year from those guys, I would not be able to fulfill my dream of just getting introduced by John Elway as the Denver Broncos quarterback. That is a dream come true. From talking with those guys, the fact that that I was their guy from the start, that we didn't wait around, we made it happen. You know, Denver was number one on my list too. So. It's been an incredible welcome here. It's been such a whirlwind of a couple of days, but my wife and I, Kimberly, we felt right at home. It's been great. Pat Bowlen, and his family, the culture around here, the winning tradition, I'd like to thank them so much, for what, the opportunity that, myself and my wife get. Obviously, John, I've been a big fan of his for a long time. So to be able to come play here and for him to pursue me is incredible. Coach Joseph, we go back a long time, back with the Houston Texans. Our meeting rooms are right across the way. So we've got a great tradition, great history together. So extremely, extremely excited to come play and come play for him. Coach Musgrave, Mike Sullivan, all the offensive staff, very excited getting to know them. It's been great so far. We're speaking the same language. Getting to know them. It's been really great. Really, really excited to get in here and start working with the team. There's been so many of those guys that have reached out, and I'd like to say thank you. My phone's still blowing up. Just guys, current Broncos that are reaching out to me, offering their congratulations and saying how ready they are to get to work. So I'm excited to get in the locker room. I'm excited to earn the right to be a leader. I'm excited to be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And, I'm looking forward to an incredible run here. In the 2 days we've been here, we have felt right at home in Denver. Broncos country. I know it's not just a Denver thing. It's a nationwide fan base. And we are very, very, very proud to represent the city of Denver, the orange and blue, and Broncos country, as a quarterback here. So, I don't know if I need to turn it over or get questions.
Go ahead and open up for questions. Raise your hand. We'll find you with a mic.
Yeah, Case, I was just curious, why 2 years and not a longer-term contract?
For myself and my agents, first of all, we want to be here long-term. My wife and I love it already. We want to play the rest of my career here. There's no doubt about that. But I think the 2 years is an opportunity for me to continue to prove myself, as a starting quarterback, as a franchise quarterback, as somebody a team, a franchise can count on. So, I think that made most sense for my agents and I. And, the deal they put together was great. So, You know, for me, I've earned everything I've got. Nothing's ever been handed to me, and I want to continue to earn everything from this point out. So it made the most sense, and you know, I couldn't be more thrilled at how it's turned out.
Okay, so just was this a different experience for you because they came to you looking at you as a starting quarterback, and does that change your mindset any about the situation?
You know, I don't know if it changes it, but, you know, a little bit about me. I was pretty unrecruited out of high school. I had one scholarship offered at University of Houston. I was obviously undrafted coming out of college. And like John said, I've battled my way through to make a lot of teams, to earn spots on teams, to be the starter on teams. Been through a lot of different situations. I'm definitely better for it. There's some tough times. There's some really good times. But to have a team pursue me and, you know, like John said, be their guy, you know, that instills a lot of confidence in me. And I'm ready to be that guy. I know I am. I'm excited. I mean, it's Denver Broncos quarterback, you know. And so I think I've got an idea of what that entails. But for me, I plan on putting everything I've possibly got into every day to be the best that I can be.
Case, what clicked last year and that makes you think that this is who you are going forward? Was it just opportunity? Was it something just through experience? Because obviously you put together an unbelievable season. So what happened last year makes you think that's who you are going forward?
I think it was a lot of things. You know, I think we had the right group of guys, you know, offensively, defensively, as a team, as a coaching staff. The pieces fit. You know, for me, I'm a guy that I've continued to get better over my career. That's been a goal for me. I want to get better each day. I want to get better each week, from week to week. I want to get better each season. I want to get better each year. So I plan on being better than I was last year. I'm going to work on things I did well and continue to do those things well. I'm going to get a lot better at things I didn't do well. So, you know, that's why in the short time that I've been here and from an outsider's view, just looking at the team doing my homework, I see a lot of the same pieces, the chemistry that the guys have on the team, the coaching staff, you know, that is committed to putting us in the best possible chance to be successful on the field, you know, from the front office to upstairs, you know, to a head coach that's really excited about winning football games. So, you know, all those things that make great football teams, it's here. And, you know, that's why it was on the top of our list. So, you know, for them to pursue me was pretty incredible.
Case, John Elway just stood up there and said you were his number one target. But to a lot of the stars on this team, they made public pleas for Kirk Cousins, Von Miller, Chris Harris, Emmanuel Sanders. How do you handle that with your teammate? Do you think you have something to prove to these guys, or does that lead to any awkwardness here?
No, there's no awkward. I mean, Von was the first person that reached out. You know, and I applaud those guys for wanting to make their team better. You know, I want guys that want their team to be great, so that want to do everything they can to help the team. So, no, it's not awkward for me at all. You know, all those guys have reached out. Like I said, my phone is still going off. You know, Harris, Roby, Derek Wolfe, Von Miller, all those guys on the opposite side of the ball who obviously I'm glad, you know, that we're wearing the same color jersey now. But, you know, offensively too. Offensive line, they're reaching out, all those guys. DT, Emmanuel, like a lot of those guys on the offensive side as well. And so just the reception we've had, not just from the city, the fans, the coaching staff, but the players, it's been great. And I'm ready to step in that locker room and earn the right to be a leader.
This kind of piggybacks a little bit off of what Arnie just asked, but John and Vance spent the last 2 days at Pro Days, at Oklahoma, at UCLA, probably have plans to check out some more of these guys. If they were to draft a rookie at number 5, how would you feel about that situation, and are you, I guess, aware that that is certainly a possibility?
You know, I've been around long enough to know that anything's a possibility in this league. You know, I was a starting quarterback when we drafted somebody number 1 overall, and a team traded a bunch of draft picks. So, you know, I know how that goes too, and I know that, like my teammates, like my coaches, you know, like the front office, everybody's doing everything they possibly can to be the best Denver Broncos that we can be. So for me, it doesn't change my mindset. It really doesn't. I prepare every day with a mindset that I'm going to do everything I can to be the best quarterback for this team, to be the best leader. So it doesn't change my mindset at all.
Case, was there any other teams in the mix? And were the Broncos, because of maybe DT and Emmanuel, your number one choice all along?
Yeah, there's a few other teams. But, I mean, like I said, I did some homework with my agents, before all this, started happening. And, we did a lot of homework on every team that was a possibility that might want a quarterback. And, every team we compared it to, the Broncos were by far and away the best option. And when they were the first team that called, my wife and I were down in Houston, and we were, our hearts, both jumped. So it was exciting. It was an exciting evening. I think it finished up. We were laying in bed like at 12:30, and we didn't get much sleep after that. And we stayed up all night just talking and excited about, the opportunity moving forward. So it was incredible.
You talk about earning the respect of your teammates. Do you see yourself maybe holding a camp this summer to work out with the wide receivers, get extra reps with them before the season starts this summer?
Yeah, I don't know about holding a camp. I'm down in Houston right now, and I know a couple guys that have been training down there. I've reached out to them. Just kind of get to know you, first of all. I'm really excited to get to any chance I can to throw with those guys. So I'm sure we'll have some talks on that in the next weeks or two. But, I'll travel anywhere or fly those guys anywhere to make that happen.
Hey, Case, Brandon Cristal, Orange and Blue 760. Welcome to town. You said that the Broncos were at the top of your list. The second John Elway got on the phone, did that make the decision a lot easier?
Yeah, I mean, I think the decision was made at that point. It was just knowing who he is and how he operates was incredible. And that's top down. That's from, ownership on down, man. It's a first class organization. I've been around a little bit, I know, but with him, with Coach Joseph, with the entire offensive staff, I know a lot of the guys on the defensive side too. It's all just incredible. It's a dream come true.
So, Case, when you have that initial meeting with the offensive staff and they ask you, what are you most comfortable with? What style of play? How's that conversation going to go?
Well, we haven't, talked too many X's and O's yet. It's kind of more get to know you. Able to go out to dinner last night with Sully and Clint, the guys working with the quarterbacks and my wife. So, I'm excited to get to work. I really am. I think they've watched a lot of film on me. I'm going to go back and watch the entire season last year offensively, studying the offense that Coach Musgrave, was calling. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to get in there and start talking about what makes sense and what language I speak, what language they speak, and get on the same page and figure out how to move the ball, how to get first downs, how to score, and win some ball games.
You have a lengthy history with Gary Kubiak too. How much did that influence this process, and has he played a big part in it?
Yeah, Coach Kubiak. I talked about earlier about being undrafted. There was one team that called after the draft, and that was the Texans, and that was Coach Kubiak. So, I owe him my shot in this league. I've gotten to talk to him a little bit. But their whole family is incredible, and we've really appreciated their relationship. His confidence in me has kind of brought out a lot more confidence in myself. As a coach, I look up to him quite a bit.
Yeah, Case, some quarterbacks have said that they kind of feel, the pressure of playing for a team where Elway was a quarterback and now you got Peyton Manning. Have you given any thoughts to that, to playing quarterback here in this town?
Yeah, I've given a lot of thoughts to that. It's pretty incredible. And as you can see from the pictures around the building, it's the tradition and history of of not only the Denver Broncos, but quarterback at the Denver Broncos is special. And for me to be, you know, on that list of guys that play quarterback for the Denver Broncos, it's an honor. It really is. For me personally, I've learned that I can't be anybody that I'm not, if that makes sense. That I'm me. I take things from different players. I take advice. I've watched, you know, a lot of John, a lot of Peyton Manning, a lot of different players. And I take what I've learned and I add it to my craft. I feel like playing quarterback is a craft, and that's why I'm always continuing to perfect my craft, and to be the best quarterback I can be. But that's, you know, that's me. That's playing my style of ball. And that's, you know, listening to my coaches, trying to be coached, get on the same page as my coordinators, quarterback coach, and, you know, being the leader that this team needs me to be.
Final two, Woody, and then Eric. Case, when you were a kid, you were wearing the jersey which you put out. You would have been about 9 or 10 years old. That must have been at the end of Elway's career when he won the Super Bowls. You grew up in Texas. Why would you really idolize John Elway? And the second part is, you played one game in Colorado. How vividly do you remember it, and do you remember who intercepted the pass in the end zone?
I do. That's a great two-part question there. Growing up in Texas, you know, you kind of inherited into the Cowboys fans, so there was that. But for me, I've always had a John Elway poster on my wall, and it was the one where it started. It's him throwing the ball, and there's 2 minutes, you know, a minute 59, and it counts all the way down, and it said, it's like it's either never too late, you know, there's always enough time. And that's why I wore number 7 for a long time. So, you know, it's very cool. And as a kid growing up, a coach's kid wanting to play quarterback, it was Elway and the Broncos and Aikman and the Cowboys. So you know, a big part of, you know, my childhood. And, yes, that was when Clint called the other day. I still have that picture on my phone, and I'm reminded of it. It was Clint Kubiak came over and from his safety position. I remember the play vividly. We had a field goal in our pocket, and I tried to be a little greedy and win the game on a touchdown pass, but he came down with it. So I'm glad we're on the same team. Like I said earlier, a lot of guys here that I'm very glad to be on the same team with.
Last question, Eric Goodman.
Case, there were some struggles earlier on in your career. Looking at last season, what really seemed to click for you?
You know, there's a lot of things. Like I've said, I'm not the same player I was 5 years ago, 4, 3, you know, even last year. I'm going to be a different player this year. And by different, I mean I've gotten better each year. I really have. I understand the pro game better. I understand pro defenses better. You know, I understand, you know, just how the flow of the game goes. And knowing, you know, as a quarterback, what's important, third downs, 2 minute, red zone, those crucial situations that I think, you know, as a rookie, as a first-year player, you know, I'm trying to get the play out and trying to get the ball down the field. You know, so taking care of the football, just things, like I said, it's a craft, man. And I've really, really worked every day for you know, my entire career on being the best quarterback I can be and taking things that I've learned from all these coaches that I've ever had, all these players, excuse me, that I've ever been around. So, I'll be different, and I'm going to be better. I am. I'm working on that constantly every day. So I'm excited to be here again, man. It is incredible. My wife and I, this is a dream come true. We're excited to get here and get working. So thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
John, can you just sort of walk us through how you went from, okay, these are the free agent quarterbacks that are going to be available, and how do you get to Case as your pick, and how involved or interested were you in Kirk Cousins?
Well, I mean, I think that we looked at everybody. You know, we went through the whole process. We looked at everybody that was available, and as did the coaches and personnel, and we came together and had our free agent meetings, and when we came out of that meeting, and then continued to do backgrounds on everybody, right, and find out as much as we could about everybody, because we weren't able to speak with them. But so Did as much digging as we could possibly do. You know, found out about them as people. It's also mentality, and you know, when we came all of that and all the homework that we did, you know, Case was our guy, and you know, figured that, you know, there's a special fit for everybody. Obviously, all those other quarterbacks available are good players. But we thought that the year that Case had last year, but also what he's been through, where he's been, you know, and his mentality, and plus having VJ know him as well as Gary know him, and you know, and where he's been the last couple of years, what he's done, and plus the year that he had last year. I mean, I think, you know, it's very arguable whether, you know, even though Kurt got a lot of the, you know, who had the best year, you know, and so, you know, he's won a lot of football games, and so when we all came to it, Case was the guy that we wanted, and so we got on it as quickly as we possibly could.
John, if he's able to bring stability to the position, does that then maybe kind of be like no excuses for the defense? It felt like the last couple of years that they fell into that trap of turnovers and change of possession points. Do you see this as a way of maybe balancing things, that if Case even is close to what he was last year?
Well, yeah, and I think that, again, going back, and, you know, you talked about the year that Case had last year, and I think it's our job to give him the best opportunity to be successful, and I think he had good people around him in Minnesota, and we plan on getting good people around him here, and feel like he's, you know, we're off to a good start there. So, but as you talk about with the defense, sure, I mean, the pressure's going to be on both sides. It's on all of us, you know. The bottom line is last year was a bad year, and it starts with me, and everybody has a responsibility, and so our job is to get it turned around, and the responsibility is going to be on the offense. We want to get better on the offensive side, but by no means are we going to allow the defense to walk either. I mean, they had good numbers statistically, but we were 21st in points, and so, you know, for us to get back to where we want to get back to, everybody's got to take responsible for what their job is. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching staff, personnel, everybody. And that's what we're, you know, this is a start for us, you know, going through, you know, what we've done the last couple of days. And so, you know, bringing in Tremaine Brock as well as getting Todd Davis done, you know, we're real excited about those signings and really think that, you know, Tremaine's a tremendous third corner for us. Come in, he had a great year a couple of years ago and still think he can play at a very high level. Todd Davis is going to be the, you know, he's the middle of that defense. And we're going to rely on him to be a big part of that and the leadership side of it. That was as much as his playing ability, but also the leadership qualities that Todd can bring on that side of the ball and the physicality that he plays with. So we feel like we're off to a great start and going where we need to get now. You know, we'll continue to work in free agency and see how we can improve and see what's out there. And then, you know, we've got 11 picks in this draft, you know, and so we've got to be over 10 picks now. We've got to get, you know, we've got to do a good job and get the right guys that, you know, can come in and help us.
Now that you have Keenum here, would you still like to get a quarterback early in the draft? And what's kind of the plan for Paxton going forward?
Well, Paxton's still young. And so, you know, we'd still have high hopes for Paxton. We think that he is a young guy that's talented, that, you know, has been here for 2 years, had a tough year last year with the injuries and everything. But we still have high hopes for Paxton to come in here and compete and continue to grow as a quarterback. And so that's the expectations of Paxton. You know, we have a lot of opportunities at five now. You know, and so we're in good spots there. We're high in a lot of rounds. And so, you know, again, as I said, you know, it's going to be important for us to find guys that are going to help our football team. And, you know, we'll continue to work that. We've still getting through the free agency side. And then once we get in our draft, maybe it's the 1st of April, then, you know, we'll start looking at all the different ways that we could possibly go there.
Hey, John, there's talk that 2 years ago the organization made a run at Case. You tried to work a deal. Why was there interest back then before Case had the season he had in Minnesota, and how influential was Gary as your head coach at that point?
Well, I mean, I think that, yeah, there was interest 2 years ago, and it was coming off after Peyton had retired. And so we had Trevor as well as Paxton was in his first year, and so we felt inexperienced there. But we had interest in Case back then. But I think it was – it was more the fact that the Rams didn't want to let him go because we wanted him and we were trying to get something done and couldn't get it done. But I think that they knew what they had in Case, and so therefore we couldn't get it done. But thrilled that we were able to get it done this time. You know, as far as Gary, you know, obviously Gary's helping us a tremendous amount on the personnel side. As I said, He's got a great deal of knowledge. He's a very good evaluator. But also Gary's relationship with Case and knowing Case that, you know, obviously that was a big feather in Case's cap for as far as I'm concerned because of the fact of, you know, what Gary thought of him and really as a man and what he could do in that locker room for us. We, you know, that locker room is something we got to continue to work on. And as you can see, you know, the maturity that that Case is going to bring, I think, is going to be tremendous for us. And plus, as I said earlier, I think, you know, he may be just hitting his stride right now, you know. And so, you know, a lot of times it takes different situations to get comfortable. Obviously, Case was in a good situation last year with the Vikings. And, you know, my plan is to put him in that same situation this year to where he can be successful and have the year, if not a better year this year than he had last year, and continuing on.
John, 12 teams already have changed quarterbacks this year, yours included, about half of them, you know, for starters. What do you think that says about the landscape of the league right now, that there's so much turnover at that position?
Well, they're hard to find. You know, it's a tough spot to play, you know, and there's a lot of expectations, and you know, you need people around you, as Case knows, as I know, that you need good people around you to be successful, but it's a hard position. There's a lot of pressure on it, you know, you got to play with consistency, and there's a lot of people that rely on that position. So it's a hard position to play, and, you know, and especially when teams rely on that position so much. And so we're going to continue to, you know, try to get better around him. But, you know, that's a big part of what we do, what we can do as a team.
Final two, Jeff and then Nick.
John, are you still looking in free agency in the offensive line, specifically tackle? And
we're looking everywhere, Jeff. We're looking everywhere.
Five,
what's that? We're turning over every rock. So, yeah, we're you know, the thing is, we're trying to do that in free agency, but also knowing that you know, we've got 10 picks, we've got you know, we've got a, you know, high one and a two, and we've got, you know, we've got two threes, two fours, and two fives or three fives, and so you know, we'll do the best we can in free agency and try to fit everything in and put that puzzle together, knowing that we also have the draft.
Would you take a guard at five?
I can't tell you that, Jeff. I'd have to kill you.
John, besides just the on-field talents from Case, more about the substance, the makeup, the qualities, the leadership qualities that really, I think, probably drove this decision home for you?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, I think at that position, you know, obviously there's a certain talent level that you need to be able to play with and have to be able to play that. But I think as important as that is the guy that's inside, the heart that he has, the mentality that he plays with, the toughness that he plays with, the leadership that he has. And so, because that offense all circles around that position. And so you got to be able to have that guy that those guys rely on and trust and will follow and know that, you know what, if the first half's bad, you know what, we can get this thing together and have a better second half. Things aren't always going to go perfect, but you need a guy that's going to be the guy that's going to lead everybody out of that. And, you know, we feel like we've got that guy.
Thank you, John. We'll do a
thank you.